AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There are worries U.S.-Israeli strikes in Iran could spiral into a protracted regional conflict. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth responded.
To the media outlets and political left screaming endless wars, stop. This is not Iraq. This is not endless.
In the first news briefing since the strike Saturday, Hegseth says the operation had a clear, devastating, decisive mission to destroy the missile threat from Iran, destroy its navy, and no nukes. What does President Trump plan next?
I've been in meetings with the president for the last 2.5 days. We know exactly where his headspace is, and he will communicate, as he should, exactly what he would like, and we will follow those orders.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Dan Kane mentioned the 4 American soldiers who have died.
They're heroes and represent the best of our nation has to offer. They're true examples of what selfless service means. Our deepest and heartfelt condolences are with their families, their friends, and their units.
AP's Julie Walker reports the fighting has disrupted air travel.
Leaving airports closed and stranding travelers overseas, stuck in hotels, on cruise ships, with little clarity on when hubs and airspace will reopen. Christy Elmer and her husband are from New Hampshire and stuck in Dubai.
So I have a flight booked Tuesday, a flight booked Wednesday, and a flight booked Thursday. And so just kind of playing it by ear. So yeah, at this point, no idea when we'll actually be able to leave.
Dubai Airport, one of the busiest in the world, suspending flights until at least Tuesday afternoon. One of Dubai International's concourses sustained what authorities called minor damage during an Iranian attack Sunday that left 4 people injured. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran's top security official says Iran will not negotiate with the U.S. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports there is a growing trend of using AI bots to answer healthcare questions.
Tech companies are pushing new health chatbots, but experts say you still need to talk to your doctor. AI companies say bots can review health records and app data to explain medical results and trends. Doctors say they can beat a basic Google search if users provide more context. Dr. Robert Wachter with the University of California.
And the alternative often is nothing, or the patient winging it. And so I think that if you use these tools responsibly, I think you can get useful information.
But experts warn you should skip AI for emergency symptoms such as chest pain, shortness of breath, or severe headaches. Experts also warn about privacy. Anything shared with an AI company is not protected by the privacy laws that normally governs sensitive medical information. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylowe's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same day delivery.